WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Well, if your head is spinning as we consider whether or not to send kids back to school this fall, you're not alone. I recently spoke with Dr. Scotty Day, chair of the Department of Pediatrics at the UK College of Medicine, about all the differing information that we're flooded with about whether or not kids should go back to school this fall. And he also talked with me about considering the American Academy of Pediatrics' recent joint statement with some teacher organizations in looking at the differences of the pandemic in different locations. Scotty, thank you again for talking with me and for revisiting with me just a few short weeks after our last chat. But as you and I both know, everything is in such a state of flux right now with schools, school boards, teachers, parents, students just trying to navigate their way through the prospects of opening in person versus staying online. Can you tell us a little bit about what pediatricians are thinking at this point, what we all should be thinking about regarding school?
Absolutely, and thanks for inviting me again. You know, I think it's a trying time for students and teachers and parents, and even personally as a father of four kids, trying to understand what is going on, as it seems like there's different recommendations. And, you know, all this decision-making, you know, we got to have it driven by science, you know, as far as safely reopening the schools. And, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics with the teachers and education associations, you know, came out with a joint statement saying, you know, we need to make recommendations based on evidence and not on politics. And then a lot of times it may vary based on your community. I think that, you know, the schools that decide to open in central Kentucky or eastern Kentucky may be different than those schools that open in New York or open in Texas or open in Florida. And I think we have to, you know, rely on the guidance of those local officials and making sure that, you know, we have the right recommendations for physical distancing, cloth face coverings, and hand hygiene, as well as how we're going to disinfect the classrooms.
I think you've hit on something that probably, in the midst of all our heads spinning a little bit these days, really hits home, and that is what may be good for one particular locale may not work for another geographic location, maybe even inside the same state, that we need to really be careful about a one-size-fits-all solution.
Oh, I agree. And I think each community may have different, you know, we know that there's certain communities currently that have a huge increase in cases, and those communities may have a different approach to the way they will do school versus a community that has a much lower incidence. So, you know, I think we have to rely on science and evidence in our local areas to know what's going on.
So to whom should people turn? I mean, are we talking about their personal pediatrician or family physician or the local health department? What sort of tips might you have for the concerned parent?
You know, I think we lean on, you know, what our public health experts at the state will tell us about our local communities and where those are. And then, you know, get engaged. I think the schools have done a phenomenal job of engaging parents through surveys, through different mechanisms, some have done some interviews to have the parents actually ask questions on what's going on. Because we know that children learn best when they're physically present in the classroom. And the reason that we as pediatricians and from the American Academy of Pediatrics spoke out is we know what was lost probably in the last months, where that almost all students were doing some type of Zoom education. And it's not just the academics, it's the social, it's the emotional, it's the healthy meals and exercise, it's the mental health supports, it's the services that you just cannot replicate online. Schools also play such a critical role in addressing our racial and social inequities. There's so many things that happen in a school. You know, that's why we're trying to make sure that each community has to consider this in light of the local spread of COVID-19 and how are you going to implement those safety protocols. And parents absolutely have to be engaged in this because they know their kids just like the schools know their kids.
Scotty, are there any other topics surrounding this that we haven't touched on yet that you would want our listeners to hear about?
You know, I think for us to truly value, we hear so much in the media, and we hear so much about what's going on with COVID-19. But I think, you know, to look at what it's going to be like in 10 years or 20 years, you know, we always talk about the different generations, the Generation X and the Millennials, the Generation Z, or whatever that generation is. The decisions that we make today will define what this group's going to look like long term. And we already know from adverse childhood experiences, this whole situation is going to be, well, it's going to be an adverse adult experience too, probably. But we know that there's such a way of shaping children. So our country's got to truly value the children, right? I mean, our leaders must come together and support our schools, figure out how we can best return the students to the classroom when it's possible, and how we're going to reopen, but being nimble in that. Because what, as we learned within the last week, what we may say a couple of days ago, something may be different in your community 2 days from now, and we got to be able to be flexible enough to deal with that.
My thanks today to Dr. Scotty Day, Chair of the Department of Pediatrics at the UK College of Medicine, for talking with me about all the different types of considerations we must think about in whether or not kids are going back to school in the fall. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.